3 days' time is Rosh Hashanah. And this year, Rosh Hashanah is Chalon Shabbos. Yeah. The first year, Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos.
Yes.
So the significant change of this year is we haven't got Tekiah Shofar. We've got Tefillas Rosh Hashanah without Tekiah Shofar. It's well known, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Chof Tes of a base, says, why don't we blow Shofar on Shabbos? It's not a melacha. It's a chokhmah, it's not a melacha. In Beis HaMidrash they did blow. So why don't we blow Shofar on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, a tekona de Rabbonon. In case somebody is not boki b'tekiah Shofar and he'll realize on Shabbos morning he needs some extra training, so he may go to a boki, l'moid v'yavaren, l'dalam shasarabim, and he'd end up carrying on Shabbos. So because of that, the Chachomim cancelled Tekiah Shofar on Shabbos.
He can teach him as well on Shabbos? Can he teach him how to
Shabbos?
Why not?
On Shabbos? I mean, if they wouldn't... There's no melacha to Kiyah Shofar. It's not melacha at all. It's just a chokhmah. Chokhmah is allowed to do on Shabbos. So therefore, the only problem is the carrying. That's why the common counsel to Kiyah Shofar. So the kasher is, how are we going to manage? We need a Kiyah Shofar to get through our Yom HaDin. We need Tekiah Shofar. Shofar ma'av the Sultan. Shofar brings up our tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So how are we going to manage? What exactly is the mahalach this year that when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, we manage without Tekiah Shofar? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin of a base, starts off with a frightening Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Shonah She'ein mertoiken lo b'tchelosa. Any year which you don't have Tekiah Shofar at the beginning of the year, Marian lo b'sofer will be a bad year. As I say to Gemara, my tama deloy i'arv of Sultan. The Sultan is there already, all our veiras filed away in a perfect, systematic way, ready to prosecute. We need to be ma'arv of the Sultan. If we're not blowing the Shofar, the Sultan hasn't been confused. If the Sultan not confused, there's a kidruk against Klal Yisrael. So Maria Lava Saifa, so it's Chas V'Shalom, a bad year. Says Tosus, B'Shem the Bahag. The Gemara's not talking about once on Shabbos. The Gemara's talk about if an oinus happened. If an oinus happened for some reason that didn't blow Shofar, it's unfortunately a bad sign. And unfortunately, there's a chashash of Maria Lava Saifa. Shabbos is different. What is the Hezbah in this Tosus? So there's quite a few Hezbeirim, and each of them are very important for our Avodah Zarah this Rosh Hashanah. The Taz asks the Kasha on this Tosis, Oinus. If he's got Oinus, Oinus are Gemara Patri. Why should we suffer if a person's got Oinus? If there's an Oinus and a person beyond his control, there's no Shofar, why should there be a problem? Oinus are Gemara Patri, it's a rule in Kol HaTorah Kulo. And the Taz actually brings a Maril which says, and the Chanama, but Oinus is not a problem, it's only a problem when it's B'Shoigig or something could have been avoided. But the Bahag says, no, even by Oinus, there's a problem real of B'Shoigig. Says the Hagos Ben Arya, same Hagos Ben Arya on the Gemaras, says the Hagos Ben Arya, the Kasha Oinus al-Khamanapata is Nishke Kasha. We're not punishing him for not blowing the Shofar. That's not the reason why Marie loves the Shofar, because the person's got oinus of not blowing the Shofar gets punished for not blowing Shofar. No, for not blowing Shofar, he's got tall oinus from an Apache. But the problem is, if the Sultan is there already to be Mekatri, and the Sultan hasn't been pushed away, so the person gets oinus for the other days of the year. That's where the problem lies. So you can't come along with oinus upon Apache. It's very nice if a person has the oinus to kill Shofar, but the Sultan is there, and if the Sultan is Mekatrik, that causes problems. That's why, that's the pshat, it's called Shono, She'ein Toikilob, it's Kolosiv Liyubah Shofar. What about Shabbos? So why is Shabbos different? The Bahag says clearly Shabbos is different. Says the Ben Arya, beautiful words. So he says like this. He says, if the Chachomim were Mesakin, then we shouldn't blow Shofar. And instead, Zichrodro, we should use talk psukim, say the psukim about Shofar. Instead of Shofar, the Chachomim were Mesakin that mi'arvav hasultan alidei psukim kemoi alidei Shofar mamash. The psukim are going to confuse the Sultan just like Tkiyah Shofar could use the sod. To have psukim nechshovim kemoi hatkiyas. The psukim of Shofar this year, that is our Tkiyah Shofar. We're going to be managed without the blowing of the Shofar. But are the psukim, the singing of the psukim, are going to be exactly like the tkiyas. Says the Banaria, when days in the weekday, if somebody is an oinus, doesn't have oinus happen, they don't blow Shofar, the psukim are not going to be as good as tkiyas. The Chacham didn't put a power in the psukim in that situation that should replace tkiyas. But when they came to the Tikkun of Shabbos, the Chachomim put a power, and they got the courage to do it. They put a power in the psukim, that the saying of the psukim has got the power of Shofar, and the psukim of got the same koyach to be ma'arv of the sotah. And the Benara says, otherwise the Chum would never would have made such a takona. To put Klal Yisrael in danger, to put Klal in sakona, heicha takin rabbonim milsa da'asel de'iskona, the Chum wouldn't do such a thing. Al korachov, the psukim, when Rosh Hashanah is Chodesh B'Shabbos, that is our power, that is our b'mokim tkiyah shofar, and that is how we ma'arv the sotah.
How does it work, Ramayisa? How does it work? The psukim should be ma'arv the sotah.
How does it work? I don't know. Yeah, you're right. If you're going to work with the shofar of Mashiach, so maybe the psukim get heard to the shofar, like tkiyah shofar. The Chachamim did it exactly the system. What exactly knocks the sotah like? I don't know, but Dos is the Mahalat, the computer power in it, and it confuses the sod. And actually, if we look carefully in the words on the Mishnah Berurah, he says it beremez, this Nukuda. We all know we blow shofar every day during El. Every Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow. Why? What about this year? Can we blow on Erev Rosh Hashanah? We've got a hefsek in any case. We're only going to blow on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, so we've got a hefsek in any case. So we shall be able to blow on Erev Rosh Hashanah this year, says the Mishnah Berurah Matafly. No, even Erev Rosh Hashanah is Chal B'Shabbos, we don't blow on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Zichron Truah, the Psukim, that is like Truah, that is like the Shofar. So we have got Shofar the first day of Rosh Hashanah this year, in a different form. Not with blowing the Shofar, which can lead to Hoitzah, without Psukim. The Psukim replace the Tkiyah Shofar, have the power of Tkiyah Shofar, and is treated like a Shofar. And that is how we get through the Yomadin this year. The Kappas Tomorim actually writes another Chiddush, that you should know that the Psukim are Midaraisa this year. When we don't have Shofar, there's a Pasuk Zichron Truah, and the Gemara darshans it. Rav Levi darshans that when Rosh Hashanah is Chodesh B'Chol, that's when the Pasuk Yom Truah applies. When Rosh Hashanah is Chodesh Shabbos, that's when the Pasuk Zichron Truah applies. Says the Kappas Tomorrow, according to this Mandama in the Gemara, according to Rav Levi, it's Minat Torah, even though normally Tefillah is Derabbanan. And the Gemara says elsewhere, even the whole Musaf is Derabbanan. But when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, says the Kappas Tomorim, he says, according to one man, Domei Bavli, and according to Yerushalmi, you should know the Psukim are a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. So therefore, that's the extra Chashivas of Birchas Shofar. This year, this could be Min HaTorah. In Yerush Derabbanan, this is our Shofar, and that's how we, Mitzvah, will get through the Yom HaDin with the power of the Psukim doing the same Pu'ula as the Shofar. This is Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is a Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma asks the same kasha, Oidus Kona Pache. He says, no, Oidus Kona Pache is not going to help us over here. Because he says, imagine somebody who's Rachmanson ill and he needs to take a medicine. And by Oidus, he doesn't take the medicine. You can say, Oidus Kona Pache. Very nice, he's potter, but the medicine he hasn't taken. We need the Shofar as a medicine to help our tefillahs go up. Says the Meshech Chochma. Do you know how Shabbos sorts out? With Shabbos, we haven't got the problem of Merila B'Sofer. Says the Meshech Chochma, beautiful word like this. Says the Meshech Chochma, do you know what the power of Shofar is? The power of Shofar is a Kikis Yitzchak. Shofar, with the Tchilos voice of a Shofar Shel Ayel, a Shofar connects us to the Kikis Yitzchak. Says the Meshech Chochma, when we blow Shofar, we connect our soul to Kikis Yitzchak by thinking, what is a Kikis Yitzchak? He gave up his life for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says the Meshech Chochma, every time we blow Shofar, the Shofar helps us connect to the Akedah, that we're prepared to give up our tithes. We're prepared to give up our program to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the through the shofar, we connect our soul to Kedus Yitzchak. When we connect our soul to Kedus Yitzchak, that's when we get the schus of the Rebbeim helping us and the schus of the soul to losing power. When we connect our soul to Kedus Yitzchak, which is Messius Nefesh for Vaitis Hashem, that's what confuses the Sultan, and that's what helps us get through our Yom HaDin. Says the Meshech Chochmah, when Chazal cancelled Tekiyah Shofar on Shabbos, why did they cancel it? Because maybe one member of Klal Yisrael at one occasion will be not Boki, he'll need extra training. Maybe he'll forget and therefore go traveling to something to learn, and maybe he'll end up carrying Dalam Shazirabim, a whole string of maybes, and therefore the Rabbein Hashem Shabbos, the Shabbos is the Rabbein Shalom Shabbos, which is Zeicha L'Maaseh Bereishis. But all these maybes, perhaps, it'll end up a Chilul Shabbos B'Shoyik. And what are we prepared to do because of that? Because of maybe the Rabbein Shem Shabbos may get interfered through a Chilul Shabbos, Chashol of a maybe. Therefore, we're prepared to give up our Tekiyah Shofar. We're prepared to give up our future of our year. We're prepared to give up our Tzloch of the year. We have to protect the Rabbein Shem Shabbos. Says the Meshech Chochmah, the cancellation of Shofar on Shabbos is the biggest Akedah Yitzchak. That is our Akedah. We're giving up everything in order to protect the Rabbein Shalom Shabbos, in order to serve the Rabbein Shalom, not to have the slightest chashash of interfering, of spoiling the Rabbein Shalom's Yom HaShabbos, which is a bris between us and Klal Yisrael. So therefore, our giving up Shofar is itself an act of Akedah. Says the Meshech Chochmah, our not blowing on Shabbos B'Shabbos is the strongest way of us to connect to Akedah Yitzchak. So our not blowing is our connection to Akedah Yitzchak. So it's got the same power as Shofar. Like Shofar connects us to Akedah Yitzchak because it's Shofar Shalayim, and we think about the Akedah and we try to connect to it. The not blowing when it's Shabbos B'Shabbos is also Akedah. So we got with us the power of Akedah, which connects us to Akedah Yitzchak, and that's how we manage to get through Yom HaDin. Dor state in Meshech Chochmah. There's a third Mahalach from the Oroch Haneh in his Sefer Milchus Oni Al Torah. Says the Oroch Haneh that when Rosh Hashanah Kol Yisrael B'Shabbos, true, we haven't got Shofar, but we've got a different power to get us to. The power is actually called Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shabbos. A person keeps Shabbos. Shabbos, every mitzvah creates a gewaltiger power in Shemayim, a gewaltiger malach in Shemayim, a gewaltiger lawyer for us in Shemayim. The actual Shabbos is what defends us. Shabbos is a tremendous melech yosha for Klal Yisrael. Shabbos, we know, keep Shabbos. Shabbos, Shemesh Shatichosa, filo over the vayda zorka de enesh moichuloi. It's a powerful melech. Shabbos, Sheik Mefurush in Gemara, is Matim Mepuronis. Shabbos is Matim Mechevna Mashiach. The Shabbos itself, the actual mitzvah, is going to go to the Kisar Kovod and plead on our behalf. The actual Shabbos is what helps us get through Yom HaDin. But, says the Menachas Oni, it's our job to make sure that the Shabbos is a healthy representative to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Whenever we do a mitzvah, we create a koyach in Shemayim, a malach, a koyach Shemayim. The power of it is according to how we do it. Bi nishbati lom Hashem, said the malach to Avraham Avinu. On me, I can see how strong I am. I was created you, Akedah. I can see in myself how the Rabbeinu Shalom is so happy with you and how the Rabbeinu Shalom has made all these promises. It's because of me. You can see in me the power of the mitzvah. We have to make sure that the Shabbos is there to defend us instead of the Shofar. And how strong the Shabbos is going to be, how healthy the Melech is going to be, it depends how much we're going to be makshiv the Shabbos, how much we're going to respect it. But that's how we're going to get through Yom HaDin. So really, Eilu ve'eilu divelikim chayim. So we in Taka, we won't be having the actual blowing of Shofar this year, the Shona, Habo Aleinu, the Tovah. But we've got three powers, all three pshotim, to help us get through Yom HaDin. Number one, we've got the psukim of Shofar, which are b'mokum tkiyas. And number two, we've got the not blowing, which connects us with Akedas Yitzchak, our Messiah's Nefesh. We're prepared to do to the Rebbe Hashem whatever we can do to protect your mitzvahs. That will help us get through. And number three, the actual Shabbos, the keeping of Shabbos, us keeping our Shabbos to perfection. That will be our melech, and that will be our help to get us through to Yom HaDin. That is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. When Taka Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, and that's how Mitzvah Shem will get through Yom HaDin. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, in Mitzvah, we will have to Tekiah Shofar. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, as we know, Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days, is not like the normal Yom Tosheni Shagolyos, where it's a totally a sacred Yoma, and therefore it's a separate day. Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are very strongly connected. And that's why it's the whole Shaila. Will you make Shecha Yonu on the second day? Because I made Shecha Yonu on the first day already. By Shavu, we haven't got the Shaila this year, but by Kiddush, we've got the Shaila like every year. That's why I have the Shecha Yonu fruit on the second night, Rosh Hashanah, by Kiddush. So there is Psak Din on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, as well. The Zohar Kodesh explains how it works. Dina Rafia, Dina Kasha, whatever it means, but I can't upon him. The second day, Rosh Hashanah, is also Yom HaDin with the Shofar. What exactly is, how do we describe, how do we define the mitzvah Tekiah Shofar as helping us to get through the Yom HaDin? So there's an Tzusanta, Beis HaLevi, Agon Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman, his Sefer brings it down and his Marchev on it. There's a lot of interesting halachas and interesting memories and tefillahs connected to Shofar, which gives us a new insight what exactly is Shofar all about. For example, the Rosh says in Rosh Hashanah, when you blow Shofar, you have to blow through the small end and the note comes out the big end. What about doing the other way around? If somebody manages, somebody can knows how to blow Shofar from the big end and the note should come out the small end. Can you turn around the Shofar, blow the other end? Says the Rosh, no. Min ha-meitza karosi kol. I call the Rabbi Nishon min ha-meitza from the narrow, from the squeeze, from the tight end. That's how you're supposed to blow the Shofar. As I state in Rosh, the question is, what do you mean? I'm calling the Rabbi Nishalim. I'm blowing Shofar. Ich blows. I'm blowing. How does Mina Meitza Karosi Kol come? It's a nice simmer, nice remit, Ladomo. But the Rosh is mashman, no. Mina Meitza Karosi Kol. That's how you're supposed to call out to Rabbi Nishalim. I'm calling out to the Rabbi Nishalim. I'm blowing Shofar now. It's a shaking lulav. Shaking lulav is not called call out to Rabbi Nishalim. What does it mean, the Rosh, Mina Meitza Karosi Kol, in relation to Shofar? In Birchas Malchias, we say, Shemea koil truas amoy Yisroel barachmim. That's how we finish the bracha. The Rebbe Hashem listens to the note of the true one. He listens to the note. Why does Hashem listen to the note? He sees we're mekayim mitzvah shofar. He mekabel our mitzvah tekiah shofar. And therefore, our mitzvah tekiah shofar, that's a gevaldik zechus. He listens to the note. What does it mean, Shemea koil truas? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chavov brings a drosha. David HaMelech says in Tehillim Samach Tes, V'teitiv LaShem Mishor Po. Says the Gemara, Drosh Akun to the Chachomim, Mishor Po means Mishofar. We put the two words together, Shor Po is Mishofar. Says Rashi, that David HaMelech was espalol, V'teitiv LaShem Jilosi, Hashem, please accept my tefillahs, the Holy Rav, Mishofar, more than Shofar. What do you mean, what's one to do without that? Accept my tefillahs more than Shofar. Except my tefillah is more than tzitzis. I mean, how does the tefillah connect to Shofar? That my tefillah is better than Shofar. It's better than Kima Mitzvah. What connection has the two got to do together? You see from all these and many, many other chalokim of the machzah, of the tefillahs, of the brochas, the Shofar is tefillah. The noise of the Shofar, which comes out of the Shofar, the crying notes of the Shofar, is Klal Yisrael crying out to the Rebbein Shem. We make the crying note to the Shofar. The Shofar is actually a form of tefillah. Besides for the actual mitzvah to kill Shofar, as blowing the Shofar, we are sending our cries of the Rebbein Shem, all our problems and all our needs. We're sending our cries to the Rebbein Shem through the note of the Shofar. The Shofar is transferring all our cries, all our needs to the Rabbi Nishalayim. Here, Rabbi Nishalayim, listen, we are crying out to you to help. No, we're not crying out to you in the normal form through our mouths. We're crying out to you through the Shofar. That's what we see. That is what shofar is all about. Shofar is actually a form of tefillah. And that's why, says the Rosh, if it's shofar is a form of tefillah, min ha-meitza karosika. When you call out to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you call out min ha-meitza from the narrow end. It's calling out to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what shofar is all about. And we down to Hashem, shemea koil truzame, listen to our cries. It's not just a random note and we're just doing a psakir mitzvah. It's more than that. We're actually crying out to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through the shofar. So please, Hashem, listen to our cries. And David HaMelech was mispalel, v'seiti v'Hashem mishofar. Please accept my tefillah is stronger than the shofar. The shofar is a tremendous power of davening to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It is tefillah. But David HaMelech was hoped during the year, my tefillah should also be even more powerful than the shofar. Shofar itself is tefillah. The Beis HaLevi in Drosha says, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, the well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, "Say Malchus, Kadesh Shetamli Chuni Aleichem. Say Zechloinoi Sheyalis Chonech LaToivo. Uva Me? How should you do it? Ber Shofar, with a Shofar. So normally, like the Gemara means, yeah, together with Mitzvah Shofar, I do all this. No. Says the Beis Leib. Not Uva Me. How am I giving over all my herogation to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through the Shofar? The Shofar is transferring all our Bakoshes and all our needs and all our requests to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam." Says the Beis HaLevi, there's a gewaltige chesed with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam giving us Tekiyah Shofar. Says the Beis HaLevi, we know there's a klal ein ketega nasas hanega. When we're lifnai lifnim, when we're by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we want to make sure there's no seicha bechet. That's why the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, in the Kodesh Kodashim, no gold there, gold reminds of the ego. The Gemara says, when we blow shofar, klal is the Rosh Hashanah are exactly like the Fnai Lufnim. Kivin shel zikoren hu kalifnim domi. When we're davening to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah, we're like inside the Kodesh Kodashim, and that's why, says the Gemara, no gold on the shofar. We're lifnai lufnim, we must make sure ain't ketega nasa sanega. Says the Beis HaLevi, we've got a problem. Some of us haven't kept our mouths as they should be the holy around. The mouths have got in it effects of Lashon Hara, Rechidas, and all Chet HaDibur. So to come to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, says the Beis HaLevi, and daven with our mouths, not all our mouths are in the right purity for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's a problem. Ein ketega nasa sanega, says the Beis HaLevi. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us Bechesed. Don't daven through your mouths. I'll give you a clean, pure tool to transfer your tefillahs. And as the Beis HaLevi says, on Rosh Hashanah we daven, make unka deliber derech koil ha-shofar. From the depth of our heart, we cry out to Boshon through the shofar. The shofar transmits to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam all our heart, all our bakoshes, all our requests. Through the shofar, the shofar is pure. Shofar hasn't been tainted, hasn't been spoiled for anything. This is how we down to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So therefore, the Tekiyah Shofar, Abadka the Mitzvah, is a Chefzot Tefillah, it's Tefillah in itself. That's why we find every note of the Shofar, the main note of the Shofar is the Truah. The Torah calls it Truah the whole time. It's the crying. Shofar is the crying out to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But Chazal learned up in Droshes, every Truah needs a Tekiyah Lefaneo and a Tekiyah Lachareo. So all our Truahs like that, whether we belong to Tashrat, Tashat, it's all the same. The middle note is the Truah, and we've got the Tekiyah Lefaneo, which is not sure which note of how to do the Shlom properly, and that's why we do all three possibilities. But we are supposed to have Tekiyah Lefaneo. Says the Achronim, like Shemoneh Esrei, before you put forward your requests, first you say praises to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Afterwards, we've got the Hotor, the end of Shemoneh Esrei. We've got the Gimel Baruch as the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Shvach to Hashem. In the middle, our request. In the end, all the thanks. Just the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The saving by Shofar. Tekiyah is Hillel, is thanking. Hallelujah, Beseikah Shofar. We thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is Tekiyah. Tekiyah represents Hillel. So therefore, the Truah needs Tekiyah Lefaneo Lachareo. Because Truah is Tefillah, Shofar is Tefillah, we're davening. With the Shofar, we're davening to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So therefore, we do it in a Tzurah Shemoneh Esrei, Tekiyah Lefaneo Tekiyah, Shvach beforehand and Shvach afterwards. That's how we do our Tekiyah Shofar. The Shofar is the form how we daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is the power of Shofar. Besides the Etzem Mitzvah, we have to remember, mitzvah derais of kir shofar. But we have to appreciate the form of shofar is a way of davening to the Rabbeinu Shlom. So that is the avodah. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when we got the shofar, we daven to the Rabbeinu Shlom, we give over our request to the Rabbeinu Shlom through the kir shofar. Let me just finish off with one gewalt, which I saw b'shem agonim nos and vacht zatal mishkir from Lakewood zatal. The Gemara says in Bamatzia Pehe. We all know the story. In Bamatzia Pehe, Rebbe was walking on the street, and a shochet was leading a calf l'shkita, and the calf escaped from the shofar and hid its head under Rebbe's cloak, and was crying. Was a shit Gemara, gave some whimpering noise, wasn't happy. Said Rebbe, Zil lekach no tzarto. Go, you were created for that. Says the Gemara that in Shemayah said, Hoyel v'loy richem yoval v'yisurim. You didn't have rachmos. So Rebbe suffered for many years after that v'yisurim. The question is, was there anything wrong Rebbe said? It was true, it was right. What was wrong to say, lekach tzarto is taka. Behemoths are created, the whole taka is in the shkita. So it was correct what Rebbe said. Why was Rebbe punished? Why was it considered a taina Rebbe? They said zil lekach tzarto. Said the lake to Mashkiach of Nosem Vachfoy Zatzal. He said, Enachanami, you're right. A behemoth is only a shechita. And you're allowed to take animal shechita. That's what's meant for. But a calf which comes under your cloak for your protection and asks you for rachmonus, midas rachmim is mechayev, that you look after it and you don't send it away. It may be not worthy. The egel should be, but if it comes to you and begs for your mercy, midas rachmim is mechayev, you have mercy on the calf. But so he said, I'm going to give up. We may not be worthy for the reproaches rachmonus. We may not be fit. But if we go and put our souls under Hashem's cloak, please Hashem, protect us with the corner of your garment. With, like we see so many psukim, ki at Hashem machsi, you Hashem on my protection. If we present as a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we haven't got enough tzchusim, but please have mercy on us. Please, Rachmanus, we need your help. We need your Rachmanus. Please, Rachmanus, midas rachmim is mechayev, that Rabbeinu Shel look after us. All we need to have to do is hide ourselves under Hashem's cloak. Present the soul, tell the Rabbeinu Shel, we can't manage without you. We've got no koyach, we're defenseless, can't manage. You've shown us you're in control of the world. You've shown us that you can do everything. You've shown us no to get any power beside you. We present ourselves, Hashem, we're at your mercy. We're at your mercy. Put our souls, look after us. If we do that, then the Rosh Hashanah, even if we're not worthy for it. Don't state the Gemara that a person puts himself under the cloak of the of a somebody, he can be zoicha chmonas, even though he's not zoicha. And that's all merumas in the two lines of the Gemara of Shonet Zainabes, called Shono Sherosho Bitkiloso, Mr. Shez Besoifo. Any year which Rashi says, a person davens his Rosh, he realizes he's got nothing, he realizes how much he's dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom, that is that Tzlocha Tekiyah. So what we need to do is, we need to just put our full trust in the Rabbeinu Shalom, we need your help. We all know, everybody knows, we need the Rabbeinu Shalom's help. Rabbeinu Shalom, we're here, we need your help. We're hiding ourselves, give us a word to do with us, look after us. Then we'll be zoicha to the Midrash Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we should all take a be zoicha to Ksiyus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.